start off in the room.
Yep.
Razor, a game that maybe could have gone either way after the first half, them scoring late especially, to tie it, what was it about the second half where you guys kind of dug deep, obviously getting the goal that changed the game?
Yeah, well, you knew it's always a tough place to come and play. They always give us good games. They're always in the fight, especially to the end. But yeah, just delighted to get over the line, getting our first win of the season on the road. I mean, it feels great. But took a team effort. I mean, from the boys that started to the boys that came on, last second, clearing the ball. I mean, it was tough. I mean, but as I said, getting our first road win and our first win of the season is massive for us, and we can only take confidence from it.
Space available all the time, but nobody guys had that space for Toby and myself, which really didn't play in the best, which was kind of what you saw kind of in that attacking third, and just kind of how you guys took advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah, as I said, to me, it's never easy coming on the road, playing against a good team that have started well. The difference between winning and losing a game sometimes is in the 18-yard box. I mean, and we took our chances when we got them. We defended well, especially towards the end. And that's the little things that add up at the end of the day. And that's the sometimes gets you over the line. I mean, sometimes it's not pretty, and doesn't have to be pretty to get 3 points, you know. And we'll take those ones. And we're a team that can play good football when we want to, and we can be a team that can roll up the sleeves and grind out a win like that.
On the pitch, talking to One Soccer, Sergio Camargo commented on the refs and said that, quote, whenever they ref York, they fall for it, and we did well not to let that bother us. So I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts on Jose's comments.
Yeah, they said it's always tough games when we come here. I mean, there's always a goal in between it. It's never easy. I mean, they're a team that wants to win at home, and we're a team that wants to win on the road. I mean, we're two competitive teams. They have good players in their locker room, and we have good players in our locker room. I mean, it's always good games. But, I mean, I'm not really going to comment on the refs. I mean, they're there to do their job at the end of the day. I mean, sometimes calls go our way. Sometimes they go against us, and that's how sometimes the cookie crumbles. I mean, it's football.
Questions in the room?
I think so. And it's just like you only get, you were in the game for just like less than 10 minutes and you scored. It's this that you're not always the starter. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't seen all your games, but is this like a role that you're moving into to say, yeah, I'll come out, I'll be the super sub?
I think we had 3 games in 6 days, Devine. I started the first 2, Devine, and the manager said at the start of the week, Devine, we're going to need everyone. And it was a prime example of what happened today, Devine. There was boys that came on, scored goals during the week in our game against Scottish in the Canadian Championship. And today I was the one that came off the bench and scored today, Devine. So it's a team effort at the end of the day, and it's a long season. The manager likes to remind me of that. So, yeah, everyone's got to do their part. And at the end of the day, it takes a full squad to go on and lift trophies.
And just that you were able to turn it on against Scottish, like for your first win, 6 goals. Like, was it like turning on a tap that you had to struggle earlier in the year? That maybe they weren't the greatest competition, but you know, it takes something to click the season.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you play. Scoring 6 goals against anyone isn't easy. I mean, you got to beat the opponent that's in front of you. We know the talent that we have in our locker room. We show it day in, day out in training. The coaches see it all the time. And I think that we've put in good performances to start the year, and sometimes we didn't get the results that we needed, and the ball wasn't going in the back of the net. But that was a prime example, Devine, when we're on top form. Devine, there's guys in our locker room that can score lots of goals, and they're hungry for goals. And it shows even the boys that aren't even in the squad today can come off the bench and score goals, Devine. So hopefully we can take all confidence from this game and go on to our game against Halifax next weekend.
Go with questions in Zoom.
Zach, please go ahead.
Hey, Fraser, how you doing? Zach from AFTN.
How's it going?
It's going good. Rome wasn't built in a day, and CPL titles are not won in April or in May. However, is this week and your back-to-back wins in the Cup and the League, is this really Cavalry really kind of showing the true Cavs and who you are and what you intend to do this year?
Yeah, as I said, Devine, I feel like we've put in good performances, and we see day in, day out in training, Devine, how good some of the boys in our locker room are. we can play as a team, we can roll up our sleeves when we want to, but we can also play pretty football to me in the style that we want to play. To me, and as you said, it takes time to implement the things that the manager wants us to do. I mean, there's a few new pieces in our team that we're working with, and they still need to kind of get our identity. But as I said, it takes time. As you said, it's a long season, and hopefully the 6-0 win against Scottish and the 2-1 win today, hopefully that just gives us more confidence and we can build from it.
Football's a team game. It's all about the results. However, how special was it for you to score today, to get the match winner, and to do it obviously in a close to a place that's obviously really meaningful to you?
Yeah, I mean, always my family always come out of numbers when we play at York. I mean, so I guess I like playing here. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was nice to get a goal, my first one of the season. But most importantly, I mean, it's a team sport, as you said. I mean, getting our first win's massive, and hopefully we can just build from this.
Thanks so much, Fraser. All the best for your next match.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, guys. Thank
you. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Val.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We'll start with questions with Coach Tommy.
Tommy, a lot of things seem to go well for you guys tonight, but one of the things I thought you did really well was clogging up the middle and not allowing them to play through those central zones, you know, always having someone on their midfield too. Was that part of the strategy and denying what they could do through that, you know, central park?
Yeah, I've watched the last few of their games, and they've been exciting to watch. They've always had a 45 minutes where they've beating the opponent in front of them, and they played Ottawa and Forge, who were good opponents, and they've started well. So we had to give them the respect they'd earned. We know coming here it's always a battle, so we're prepared to do that. And we're also on the back end of our third game in 6 days with a bit of travel. So tactically, the boys were spot on in the way they did it, and allowed for us to have some changes and freshness, and even just a change of formation just to go into that 4-4-2 block. Give us good density in the middle.
And you mentioned the depth, obviously the guys coming off the bench, you know, Alva plays a big role in the goal, and then Fraser scoring it, how important has that depth been? And you know, Alva, it seems like every time he comes off the bench recently, you know, he's got something special in him.
Yeah, he does. He's a special talent, known him for many years. I'm just glad he's playing for me these days. But with Fraser, it was one that he would have gone 3 starts in a row, and like I said, he puts in a shift. He only plays one way, Fraser. So sometimes you've got to rein him back and get him ready for these moments. He scored a very similar carbon copy goal when we were here last time. So I knew he's always got quality, and I knew his enthusiasm would give us that. And him and Elva were smashing for us. And I think Max Pipegrass was outstanding, given that he was thrown in after 15 minutes, right? That's a sub slip we didn't want to use, and hopefully Baldy's okay, but I thought Max Pipegrass, even blocking that shot near the end, he was outstanding. Thanks, Mitchell.
Yeah. Hi, Thomas.
Thanks.
You know, some of the struggles are in the season, you know, part of not being able to get points on the board, just because the goals weren't coming quick. I feel like, you know, right from the start, we see you guys very much on the front, but like very direct moves, you know, Chesky. So did you kind of change anything or see anything from York and film in the lead up to this game that kind of allowed you to really just start quicker and get it going?
Yeah, good question. No, it was about us, really. Sometimes we don't have enough time to actually prep, so we do some video work, and we actually reminded the lads of the games against Ottawa, the games against Forge, where, you know, and even bits of the Vancouver game. We've only had 3 games, really, and you know, the Ottawa game was a good performance until the goal and the sending off, and then suddenly we were, you know, sucker punched. But we responded, we went, and for us it's about a process. You don't lift trophies in April, but you've got to put yourself in a good standing. We've done that. You know, it's taken us our 4th game to get a win on the board, but that's okay. It's what we do now. And I put a bunch of good attackers, Mael Henry, we rested Sergio, we rested Toby through the week. And him and Moosey, you know, had a flittering bit against the Scottish, and they built their confidence. So we thought we'd go after them, and we did, especially in the first half.
I have to also ask, I think, about the guy across the touchline, obviously not on your team, but Marty Stakia was once on the team.
He was.
In the inaugural season, you were his coach, and now you get to shake his hand for kickoff as the York United head coach, full-time head coach, too. So I'm just wondering kind of what you said to him before the game, and also just kind of
I asked him what his cologne was. He smelled as good as he looked. He smells brilliant, doesn't he? He'll walk into here and he'll fill this room with unbelievable scent. Like, you're smiling because you know I'm true. He's a wonderful human being, first and foremost. I'd have kept him on my staff, but sometimes you've got to allow people to move on with their journey. Went to Calgary Foothills with my brother, worked alongside him, and then the opportunity to join Martin Nash here. And I think Nash here had obviously seen something in him that we all seen, that he's a great football brain, he's a good human being, and he's got a bright future in the game. So he rolled up his sleeves for me in 2019, and we had a good season, and I think he'll be a success as a coach.
Tommy, congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Securing a win away from home is always significant. So what does this result mean for the team confidence and momentum moving forward?
It's just validation, isn't it? I mean, it's hard for us as a coaching staff to keep saying trust the process if the process isn't bringing results. So fortunately, when we have 3 games in 6 days, you can look at it as a grind, or you can actually look at it to rotate in. And had we not had that game and had Max Pipegrass not maybe introduced himself in the way he did, you'd have probably thought of something a bit different. But we were confident enough to use him because we knew he could play, and play he did. So all it does is it gives validation. And also with what, like Fraser said, it's not always pretty. It was windy out there. It was physical. It's tough for the officials. There was one official in the first half and another in the second half. That's hard for everybody. So, it was a game that we'll take them 3 points and move on.
We know that this is like a team sport. Mm-hmm. We must work in group, but were there any individual performances that stood out for you tonight?
Yeah, I think I think Max Pipegrass, because of the circumstance, right? It's 0-0, he's gone in, we score a goal, then we concede it. It was a bit heated going in at half time. We went and he kept on going, and he made a big block at the end, and I think he wanted to get on the ball. I think there was a lot of good performances. I think Sergio Camargo ran his socks off. Toby Wojciech, he's always a handful to play. But I think our centre-backs, other than the goal, I didn't like the way we give up the chance for the corner for the goal. I thought the centre-backs defended very, very well. Thank you.
Tommy, just want to get on Max, and maybe just expand on some of the points you've already mentioned. Max obviously is not a like soccer quality.
Mm-hmm. Two different circumstances. Yeah.
To that extent, what have you seen in Max for all the years? Obviously, he's been with the Foothills, he's been through part of that development pipeline. What have you seen from him in those sorts of situations that made you confident on the pitch?
Pre-season. I've always known there's a player there. He made his debut back in 2021, surprisingly, like a long time ago, as a development contract player. Didn't go to U Sports there. Then we end up drafting him last year. Didn't get in because we had a stacked midfield. And then this year, because of knocks and injuries, we talked about patience. We say that all the time. And him and Nico Moroniak are a good example of that. Even Joe Holliday, who's been with us 2.5 years and got his first start on Tuesday, is they show up every single day. And in Max's case, we've challenged him because we said, look, are you progressing or are you plateauing? I need to see it now. And I think he answered that this week with his performance against Scottish when he came on, and his performance today, shown he can mix it as well as play. He's a lovely footballer, and I think with a little bit more time and space, you'll see the other side to him. Thanks.
Now we'll go with the questions.
There's just one more.
Congratulations on the first win.
Thank you.
Really tough for the team to get their first win. I see that guys have been the previous Star Cup champs, and now in this season, as you're going to be versing Halifax Wanderers, you see that your team is confident that they have
what it takes. Listen, we're perennial slow starters. Listen, we can on our day we can beat anybody, right? That's how we said that. We said that when we faced Pumas. We said that when we faced the Whitecaps, and look how great the Whitecaps have done. We said, you know, when Forge said we couldn't beat them in playoffs, and we beat them back to back. And on our day, we're as good as anybody. We just haven't had many of our full performances. And I think we're perennial slow starters, so I'd rather take the pain now if you're going to drink the champagne later.
And also you mentioned about the Pumas, like what is your reaction of having Canadian team?
Oh, the Whitecaps win it. Listen, you know, I think sometimes, irrespective of leagues or things like that, what we do in this country, we're trying to grow the game, and you can grow the game when you wrap yourself in the Canadian flag. And I think if they go out there and win it, it's going to be great as we're leading towards the World Cup and the ripple effect after then. Cool.
Yeah. I just wanted to, you can pump up Calgary on this. The Wild were at the stadium yesterday, and what was mentioned is that some of the investors are Sam Adekubi, who helped grow up in Calgary, and Charlie Trafford, who of course was from Calgary and also played for your team just up to last year. And the coach was saying how we in Calgary like the pride of the city, that give something back. So I guess you welcome that, but is there something, are you linking with the Wild? I know you're at different stadiums, but anything going on yet?
Listen, we support them. It's probably the best way. It's totally different ownership groups, but we've trained at the same facility through pre-season, the Macron Performance Centre. We crossed over Lydia Bedford, her coaches, the players. We attend a lot of sports events, and I think myself, the coaching staff and the players, we're looking forward to going there as fans. So we want to see them do well. Like I said about the Whitecaps, you know, draping ourselves in the Canadian flag. Same with Calgary.
Okay, great. Zach, go ahead, please.
Hey, Tommy. Congrats on the victory. You talked a little bit there about the perennial slow start that Cavs tend to have. Does this week make you feel like, okay, you kind of hit the stride, you kind of are where you need to be and are on the trajectory you want to be going?
Yeah, listen, it's a start, Zach. I mean, it's about validation for the boys. They've worked so hard, but they've also been at it a long time. And I think with it is they rose for the CONCACAF Challenge. Then they had to go over again, and it was like a groundhog day. And then they're listening to my voice for a bit too long, so I let Nick Ledgerwood talk for a bit, and then Jay Wheeldon talk for a bit, and then that's it. Then they had to spark a response out of me, and we've got to keep inspiring them, keep giving them the belief they're a bloody good team. And today they showed a different side to them that we hadn't necessarily shown yet this season. That bit of grit, because that's what really gets you over the line in these games.
The grit was required today. It was quite a battle out there. At the same time, both your goals were of a high quality. Yeah. The finish from Toby is wonderful. The flick from Elva and the pass from Sergio on Frazier's goal, they're like top drawer in this league. Is that you just seeing the guys kind of, they've built the confidence, obviously the cup result helps, they built the confidence and they're able to perform at that highest level in this moment?
Yeah, I mean, there's some chance we're having. Quite honestly, we look at data, we're only three games in from the league. We were underperforming our expected goals, right? So I think we were at 3.65 and we'd score two, which, I think sometimes it's better if you outperform them than under. And on the other side, we were underperforming our expected goals against. We shouldn't be conceding five. Today we've conceded six and four. That's not like us, and sometimes they're deflected goals, sometimes they're right between the keeper's legs. They're just, they've been weird goals. So we looked at ourselves and said, look, all we can do is keep trusting the process. The goals will come. We have quality in this team. So I think the midweek game certainly helped with that. And I think today when we've scored two quality goals, that'll add to it as well.
Thanks so much, Tommy. All the best for your next match.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, guys.
Good. All right. Thanks, everyone.
We'll be shortly with Mauro Stacking.